Brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh, SBK.
Nobody say we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall. I know that things get rough, and there's days that you wanna give up. But before you lose your way, just call on SBK. They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our grind face on. It's our time, it's our time.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to the Barbershop Talks on WGXC 90.7, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. It's a beautiful day in Zamunda. Cuz, that's how you say it, cuz?
Nah, cuz, it's Zamunda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said it like that on purpose. Listen, we got a full-packed show for you guys today, but I got a couple things that I want to get out of the way. Before I introduce my co-host, I want to introduce a little sidekick right here. She was begging for a new intro, so I got you a little something, cuz. 18, you in the building?
I'm in the building.
If you drive, you've probably shared the road with an 18-wheeler.
Oh, how sweet.
Cuz, don't be playing with me now.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
We got a lot of personalities on these shows right here. Cuz, you like that one, cuz?
I like that.
All right. You want that slow song. I couldn't give you that slow song.
I appreciate it, though. It's still Nelly. It's all the same.
Yeah,
all
right. I got one more, and then we're going to get to the meat of our topic. Slay, my man.
What's
you in the building?
On,
don't even say nothing. Don't even say nothing. You got your headphones on?
Headphones is on fire.
Yo, Hud City, listen up. I mean, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Catskill, Pittsfield. Everybody, I got, man. Slay, I ain't playing. I'm not playing, Slay.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Let's go.
Is this not why you are here?
Introducing Mr. Spring Collection, the co-founder of The Frenzy and the Sing. Skittle your ass to the car. Barbershop Talks co-host.
Yeah.
Dr. Slay himself. Hud City's own K. Slay.
Yes, sir.
That's
the way it's supposed to be, my boy.
That done got me started early. It's gonna be that type of show.
You already know. Yeah, I like that one right there. Yo, shout out to Rainier, Lost Cause. Always putting it down for us. Good looking, my dude.
In the building today. They in the building today.
Yes, sir. So listen, we have back today, 18 Wheeler, you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. We got back today. It's a very, very, very important guest that came to visit us. I think she came to visit us in February. February 5th, as a matter of fact, Slay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice big snowstorm.
Nice big snowstorm.
I would like everybody to help me and please welcome Denisha Roberts back to our show. Let's give her some love, y'all. Denisha, get the mic, please.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The update of Denisha Roberts.
Talk to us. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't get nervous.
I'm not nervous.
All right. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, guys.
All right, what's up?
She got a lot more swag than the last episode. I know. She came in now. She got the headphones tilted to the side.
She was early, too. She beat me here. Mm-hmm. So Denisha, this is what I wanted to say. And me and Slay, we kind of adopted you as, like, our little sister. So everything that you do, we kind of watch you do it. And we're going to talk about the event on Saturday. Like, you almost made me cry, girl, mm-hmm. for real. And I don't be crying. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
I had something in my eye.
Yeah, I had to leave. It was hot in there. But for real, you did an outstanding job. Let's talk about the last time you was on the show. After the last time you was on the show, how was it? I mean, when you left the building, I know you had got a lot off your chest. How was it?
It was pretty good. A lot of people was coming up to me saying how inspiring I was to them about, like, what I did and everything.
That's what's up. I was inspired, too. What about you, Slay?
I was definitely inspired.
18, you was inspired?
I was very inspired because it takes a lot of courage for a person to stand up and do that.
Do what? What? I don't even think you listened to the damn show.
I didn't listen to the whole show, but I listened to what was important about, you know, her situation and how hard it was for her to come out and say it without people talking about her and people making her feel uncomfortable.
Slay, it sounds like she got her outdoor voice on.
Yeah, she did.
She talking to me like that?
She went a little high.
Yeah, you become, what? Anybody scared of no
Asian? We ain't even at that part of the show yet. She went a little high, though.
What's she doing?
She honked.
So, you were able to go to the slam dunk contest for, what's the name of the event, Slay?
Rashad Barksdale.
Yeah, run this city, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty good. It was interesting.
Yeah, remember we was going to rig the contest? I said, Denisha, let's rig the contest. Man, that man got up there and started dunking. I said, the rig is off. That he gonna win. We ain't nothing we can do about it. But, I mean, there was some feedback that day also. Did you have a good time? Were you nervous sitting with me and Slay and a couple other people?
No, I wasn't nervous. I was just watching.
Yeah. See, Slay, she ain't nervous no more.
It's out. It's out now.
Let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah, this is what I've been waiting for.
Let's talk about Saturday. Saturday probably was one of the most emotional times that I can honestly say that I actually went through, because, like I said, we adopted you as our little sister. So when they called your name, because I was out collecting money, and they called your name, I came out, and I kind of looked at Slay, and you went up there, and you started talking. And then all of a sudden, like, my heart started beating. Like, I could tell something was going to happen. And then you just did it. And you did it. Like, I know you thought about it, but what made you say, okay, here is where I'm going to do it, and I'll let you tell everybody what it was?
It was just because, just to show people, you know, it does take a lot, so I had to prove that it does take a lot, and that's what I did.
So what did you do?
Just pull my wig off.
Right there. Right there. Whole house packed.
House packed. I mean, this brings it back to us saying we kind of adopted you as our little sister, so when I saw you walking up, I was more nervous than when I had to speak. So when I saw you, like, I've become the biggest DD cheerleader around.
You got to share that, though. We sharing that.
So yeah, I'll share it, because we was together.
Yeah, we were actually standing right next to each other.
When you bust the wig off, she went up there. It was swag. It was dripping.
I remember what the words, too.
She said, I'm going to start out like this.
Bam. Boom.
And I was such a cheerleader that all my coolness went out the window, that I was like, oh, my God, I'll hold the wig. I'll hold it for you. I was so proud of you. Like, it was just, like, I didn't see a dry eye in my whole section.
Yeah, that was amazing. Around. And then the courage that you had, not only did you take the wig off, but you walked it over. Yeah. You gave it to someone. You walked back. Like, listen, absorb me. This is me, and I'm proud to be me. And then I said, man, it's something about women, because women know when other women need help.
Yeah.
Because if you was a guy up there, we probably would have just, like, he can do it.
Yeah.
But Lola just immediately went right up there, and I was like, wow, that's perfect timing. Yeah. Then I realized, like, women just be knowing. But it was just like, I mean, I really had to salute you, and I just say that was outstanding, and wow. That's all I really can say is wow.
How did you feel, like, you know, being up there and, you know, you was basically free?
I was free. And, like, doing that, like, that was just, like, losing a lot of fear that I had built up, you know, for all these years. And then that's, you know, it helped out a lot.
And so leading up to that, what made you, like, say, come to the point where you say, you know what, I'm going to just start it out like this?
Summertime.
Because what I really wanted you to do after your speech, I wanted you to drop the mic.
Yeah. And then,
like, you should drop the mic on him, like, hold this. And then I'm just sitting in the back like, psh, I got to go up after that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She just did all this powerful stuff. Now I got to go up there. Like, we were so proud of you.
Yeah, I was just so proud. It was like I said, we adopted you as our little sister. So it was crazy because when you started talking, like me and Slay was on the whole other side of the building. We looked at each other. He came over.
Yeah, man.
And it was just like, yo, that's our sister right there. I was really, really proud of you. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Y'all clap. We got a studio full of people.
Yeah, we were in a packed house.
Yeah.
Lost Cause in the building.
Explicit in the building. 18-wheeler in the building.
18-wheeler with her new hairstyle.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you better chill. You better chill.
All right. So what's going on in the future for you, Denisha? Anything that you want to talk about? Or?
Well, I'm starting school in the fall.
All right. You going with the doctor? Doctor or
first
still
science.
Problem with the throw-up? You still got a problem with throw-up?
Yeah, I still got a problem with that.
Okay. Well, listen, the one thing about it, since you are our little sister, I did some little sneaking through Facebook, and I seen you put a post up saying how your birthday is next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your birthday is the 8th, which is Tuesday, so we won't be with you. So we're going to celebrate it
right now.
Damn now. Hold on.
Right,
we're going to celebrate my little sister's birthday right now. Come on, y'all better act like y'all know. You got a birthday present for you? Rainier, you got something for me?
We got
playing.
Gifts.
We got gifts and everything. Now we serious.
Serious around here.
Yeah. Y'all at work singing Stevie Wonder happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday. Listen, we ain't know what to get you, so when all else fails, you get a woman, a mani and a pedi. You can't lose. There you go.
Definitely thank you, you know, for your courage.
You can talk over the music,
Clay.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I know somebody probably dancing.
No, I don't mind talking.
They dancing out there. All right, I'm gonna stop that music. Happy birthday. Like I said, we won't be able to spend it with you on the air. I just thought me and Slay just thought it'd be a great idea. So you can have a nice little happy birthday. We get you a couple presents. Our phones are going off. Somebody else probably wanna call up and wish you a happy birthday. Call in, please do. Oh, phone number 518-828-0290. Anything else you want to add? I mean, you can stick around the whole show. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, you might. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a good show.
Straight up.
You know what? And I gotta do this for Slay because we're gonna take a quick break. But before we do, talk to me, Slay, so I can find this song for you because
I'm here.
Yeah, there it is.
And I just want all of y'all to know out there, you know. Make sure y'all hit them Facebook walls next week and tell this girl happy birthday.
Yeah, do it today.
I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, do it today.
I'm going to definitely be watching.
Yeah, do it today because this is a brave young woman right here. She
and
will be 19.
Tell the people how old you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
19.
She will be 19.
Like when we first saw this picture up of her, like I thought she was way older. So I'm like, she's going through all this, you know, at 18 right now.
Yeah, so she'll be 19 and it's, oh, the phones is going crazy.
Phones are going crazy. Ain't nobody answering.
Yeah, I think they want us to pick it up.
We ain't got no caller ID.
Yeah, we ain't picking up.
The bill collectors.
Yeah, it might be Bill.
The bill collectors is trying to get me on the show.
Yeah. I'm going to turn up if they do. If they get through, Slay, I'm turning up. 18, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Your bills paid?
My bills is paid. I ain't got to come live with you for the next 30 days.
Okay. I have to answer it in here? All right, well, you know what? We're going to try this. Oh, good muggy. Y'all be nice to us. Caller, you're on the air? Hello? All right, that's even better because we wasn't ready. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Keep calling. We'll get to you.
We'll get it. Welcome back, Barbershop Talks, Big Vern, K Slade, Denise Rivers, 18 Wheeler. Make some noise, 18. Yo, we got a packed house today, so me and 18 Wheeler are going to share a mic. Listen, we're trying to work these phones out, so y'all keep calling. They said Nuna's calling. Nuna, don't worry, we're trying to get to your call. Keep calling. Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
They're in the studio.
Yeah.
Tearing it up in here, man.
Tearing
it up.
Yeah, see if you can do that on the phone.
We're trying to get to the phone calls. We don't got call waiting, though.
Yeah.
We trying to get the phone is blowing up off the hook.
Yo, so listen, let's talk, Slay.
What's going on?
Introduce our guests, man, because
I'm very happy to introduce these boys. You know, they've been coming through the show in and out, and they've also done a lot of behind the scenes stuff for the show. First up, we got Lost Cause.
Yeah, we here, Boogie Boy Blue, man. Already, you already know I'm
building.
In here.
Yes,
finally
sir.
Here. I'm finally here.
Finally made it.
Finally. Yeah.
Yo, we're shaking this grand finale. One half of you Lost Cause, Fly Man Swagging. You already know.
You already know what I do.
I'm just happy Rainier wasn't stuck in traffic today.
Yeah, behind no bus or nothing.
You know what I mean? And then we got Explicit in the building.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Ag,
it's Ag.
Ag, talk up, Ag.
It's Ag.
Yeah,
Mic check, 1, 2. It's your boy Ag, Explicit.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, we got a tech in here. She's gonna teach us these phones. Hold on, Ron, because these phones is going crazy.
Introduce yourself,
bro. Bugatti here, reporting for duty. A little under
hold on,
weather,
hold
but
on.
I'm good.
Caller, you there? Caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's a frenzy.
It's
a frenzy. There. Okay, now we good.
It's a frenzy.
Nigga Legend, what's good, baby?
What's good? We're shaking, Slay. What's up, bro?
What up, man? Other half
you
of the frenzy right? In the building.
We in the building. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. We just introducing Lost Cause and Explicit. Ron, get up there real quick.
What's goody? What's goody, Lego?
Bugatti, what's good, bro?
I'm chilling, man. Waiting for you to get up here so we do that collabo.
Yeah, Oh, you just wait on it. I got bars in my hood.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's a three mix. Yeah, what's up with y'all, man? It's all love, man. All
right, no doubt.
Yo, Lego, you know we got this Frenzy episode coming up.
I can't wait. Just wait on it. We got a lot in store for him, Slay. A lot of things in store for him.
It's going to be huge.
Is that right, Lego?
Oh, it's good. Hello, Cuties.
How you doing?
I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
Same old, nothing much.
Trying to get you on the track. You be acting like Lost Cause is the only ones that could get you on the track in my head. You know what I'm saying? I can't even do it. I don't know what I got to do. I'm ready to pass you a couple flavors of Skittles, some chocolate Skittles. As soon as I get up here, I got a pack for you.
All right. I'm waiting.
Yo, shout out to Barbershop Talk, man. It's all love, B. I'm at work, standing in the middle of traffic, flagging cars. Slow it down, buddy.
Yo, Lego, you crazy. Yo, listen, let us get back to the show, my boy. Thanks for calling in.
And tune in. You're going to want to hear. You're going to want to hear.
Yeah, tune in.
I'm going to use the last 5% of my battery to tune in as long as I can, man. It's all love, Big Burn.
Yes, sir.
Ray.
Yes, sir.
Lost Cause. It's all love, man. Holla at me. It's different.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So now we do know that the phone lines are working, so we good there. So where was we? Ron, what's up, baby? Introduce yourself.
Ron Bugatti here. Yo, I'm back.
What I'm confused about is these is all rappers, and they all tried to be extra smooth.
Yeah, right?
Introducing themselves.
I mean, Ag was real smooth, but it was like he at the nightclub or something. But you know what? Nah, Boogie Boy was good with it. Boogie Boy turns up.
Listen, I save all the aggression for the bars.
Okay.
When we get to the bar segment, then the aggression will come out.
Ag was licking his lips.
Yeah.
Like, I'm confused.
Came in like LL, right?
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. Ron needs some Pedialyte. Bugatti needs some Pedialyte. He's sick. He ain't here like, yo. Bars over everything, man. You don't get some Pedialyte?
Nah, I'm good.
I had that Robitussin. Yeah. Lost Cause, what up?
What's good, man?
Talk
how y'all doing?
What's in store? What's coming
Everything.
You know, what can we look forward to?
Well, we got a mixtape coming out in June.
June 21st.
Ain't that Flag Day?
Destined for Greatness, Volume 2, Cracking a Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Everything is good. That's what we do all day, every day.
Okay. Shirts right now. We trying to brand ourselves, you know. Website, lostcauseofficial.com. Make sure y'all check that thing out.
That website hard, my boy.
Please do.
Yeah, the website is hard.
Appreciate that. Just trying to get everything situated. Hopefully taking a VA trip this summer. Doing some networking and marketing down in VA.
Yes.
Shout out to Rugged Real for the plug. Mm-hmm. You know, we trying to stay motivated, man.
Yo, one thing about Lost Cause is that a lot of people don't really know which one is which when you're rhyming. I know you guys, but I'm saying, like, a lot of people, because yo, Boogie Boy Blue, you kind of antisocial, my boy.
Yeah, I try not. It's how I grew up, man. Blame my mama.
I'm here, man. Yeah, you here, and we glad to see you. But to be a rapper and be antisocial, you know, I mean, because Rainier is here. I mean, besides the time he got stuck in traffic mm-hmm. and stuck behind the bus, and then something else that happened. But he be here.
He be
here.
Listen, when it's time to work, I'm here, man. Let me work.
That's what I like.
I'm ready
to
get that work.
All right.
So before you know, we get into myself, Rainier, Explicit, we got something to hash out that we need to talk about.
Oh yeah, please.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we get to that,
oh, man.
We had a question, you know, from a viewer, a listener.
Question. Oh, hold on, Slade. Go ahead. Keep talking.
And you know, the question basically was like, does like rap music lower the self-esteem of women? And, like, what do y'all feel about that? Because, like, for someone...
Yeah, I got to read exactly what Slade's talking about because that got brought up on the book. It definitely does because it gives the impression to these young women that all you got to do is twerk and be in the club in order to get some attention from somebody who may have some money, may be able to do something for you. But what they're not looking at is the fact that these dudes' mindsets are not where they need to be.
They looking at the glamour, the glitz, the glory, spotlight. But rappers have a responsibility to change the narrative. At the end of the day, hip-hop was originally made to give life and breathe life into the community. All this other nonsense that's going on is unacceptable, and it's changing our women, it's changing our young men.
What about somebody who will say, you know, it's the parents' responsibility?
It starts at home, but you think about it. Most parents are out there working 1, 2, 3 jobs. The community sees the kids more than they do. The rappers get the attention of the kids more than we do as parents. So, yeah, it is the job of the parent, but when you got somebody spending 75% more time than you are as a parent with your kid, who they going to listen to?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. 18, you got anything to say on this? Because you a woman, you know, and honk.
With her new hairdo.
You better chill. But I definitely agree with him because a lot of women, like, not me personally, but a lot of women, they look for love in all the wrong places, and they see and hear things, and they feel as, like he said about the twerking, they feel like they're going to be loved. That's the only way you can be loved. Like, and there's more out there, but...
I mean, I love some twerking. I mean...
I was going
to
say...
I didn't know we was here to bash twerking.
Yeah, I didn't know it was about bashing twerking either.
I wouldn't have been a part of this.
Yeah. Slay, I'm with you. Yeah.
But speaking of love, I keep forgetting to do this, but I got to shout out India in the back, you know, for her engagement.
Yeah. Shout out to my little sister.
Let's clap that up.
Clap it up, y'all.
You know, it's always beautiful to see something like that. So, you know, and this is just a general question for anybody, any of the rappers in the room. Like, what do you tell, you know, a female who, you know, this bothers them and this is hurting their self-esteem? Because this is mainstream. You know, that's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? This is what sells the records.
Well, and I want to just add on that before you answer, Ag. How do you present your music so it doesn't sound like everyone else's? You know what I'm saying? And most of you, and I listen to most of you guys' music, and you don't really talk about stuff like that. I mean, you got that one song about being in the club, and you was that was a good one.
I
do
mad
like
I wasn't
that one.
In the video.
Yeah, Slay should have been in that video.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
Talk about that later.
Yeah. But I mean, what is your avenue to it as both groups? What are your avenue about the self esteem of younger women and what you guys actually say?
I mean, I know Lost Cause will speak for themselves, but you know, Explicit, we tend to stay on a positive side as far as. A message to the female. Of course, we're going to talk about girls. We're going to talk about party. But, you know, we won't be degrading women or, in a sense, we have songs that empower women, songs that talk about the great things that they do, who they are, who they should be. You know, like, it's we don't really try to sound like everybody else out there on the radio, but to each his own. But at the end of the day, all we can do is just be positive. You know, that's very key, to be positive.
True.
Now, on the flip side of that, on the Barbershop Talks page, you know, they said that this can also impact men. Like, do you think that, you know, male self-esteem suffers from rap music?
18?
I don't really know. Like, I do, but I don't, because, like, I don't know. Men are different, and they still be on the front end wave, so... It could be affecting y'all, and y'all don't want to say nothing, or it could make you feel some sort of way, and y'all still don't want to say nothing. So,
what's the fronting wave? Just not saying nothing? My bad, never mind.
Just not saying nothing at all. Y'all let stuff eat y'all up, and then y'all attack.
Listeners, I just got the craziest look ever.
He was about to feel what them 20 spares was coming for.
I had the back pedal.
He backpedaled, and I had to just cut off my engine.
She got the new hairdo. You can't tell her nothing.
You never could, so hair don't change me.
You can feel her pretty.
See, K finna get slayed. See how he always be doing me? See, he keep it up, y'all. He gonna be my first example, and I don't want to do it to him. Because then it's just gonna be me and cuz. Ain't gonna be nobody else up here.
Trust me, y'all. She know this is a match she cannot win. But I'm gonna leave it there. That's another episode.
Amen. You absolutely right.
Episode. But fellas.
The 18-wheeler takeover.
It's gonna be the 18-wheeler rollover.
She got
ain't
like
gonna
a little,
have no more time for talking. We tried that.
She got like a little Jesse Jackson in her, cause she got a rhyme for everything. I just be trying to back out. She rhyming everything, rhyme everything.
But I ain't gonna do it to you like you said.
Over everything.
You right.
I just want a plate after this. I don't want no trouble. just little ribs. That's all. All
right, I got you covered,
but, fellas. Back to the matter at hand. So like.
I got to control these two right
that,
here.
You know, it affects men.
I feel like a lot of rappers now, like their ego getting away and their pride. See, I'm the kind of rapper, I rap on what I feel, what I've been through, or what I've seen. So I keep it 100 with myself so I could keep it 100 with everybody else. So mm-hmm. I'm not one of them people that try to show off or try to make it seem something that it's not. So if I feel some way, I'm going to let it be known, rather through music or just me speaking my piece. So I'm not one of them dudes to try to, you know, come off like that and have to degrade women to make myself feel better. You dig?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And one thing I have to say is, like, with male self-esteem and music, like, a lot of the rappers is doing weird stuff, like, nowadays.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't really see too many of the men following rappers. I mean, like, they're wearing dresses now.
Yeah,
and
Are they?
Too much.
Leather tight pants.
Yeah,
you know.
Like the leather pants and all that. Like,
yo, honestly, I think a lot of the influence is coming from self-esteem issues of the rappers themselves.
Hey, just, wait, I'm sorry, Rainier, but why can't, if somebody want to wear a dress,
Listen.
Why can't he wear a dress? That man got $1 billion. Well, he don't got that much, but he got a lot of money.
I mean, look.
I would like my hardcore rappers in jeans for some reason.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, to each his own. We're not in a position to say what's acceptable ourselves.
I'm not wearing no dress.
As men, in order for you to be respected as a man, you have to play the part. You got to fit the part. I'm not going to look at you as a man and you got on a leopard print dress. It's nothing manly about that.
Wait a minute now.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Now, I agree with you. But at some point, we just all got to learn to get along. And I mean, does it really matter if the bars are there?
If the bars are there and you got on a dress, and I'll close my eyes and try to not picture the dress.
I mean, you guys are lucky because we ain't have videos back in the day. I ain't know what B.I.G. or none of them was wearing. Well, B.I.G. I did, but I ain't know what Big Daddy Kane was wearing. I ain't know what KRS-One was wearing. I was listening to bars. I think sometimes this new hip-hop foundation has gone away from what really matters. Mm-hmm. Who cares? You can be bucket naked if you got bars. And I think that's what it is. Everybody is putting on this big show of I got true religion, I got that religion, but you have no bars.
That's
so
true.
Let's get back to the bars.
Very true.
Let's not even worry about if you got a dress on.
I don't think
on.
That's a problem in this room.
No, not at all. Not at all. Y'all got bars or y'all wouldn't be in the room.
18.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
18 Wheeler got bars too.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. Get him, cuz.
We about to put it.
See, now, see, here he go again. And last time I got yelled at for talking about cuz friends. Now, stop it. See, I'm being nice to you. But I do take the compliment. Thank you.
You got the bars. I'm about to put you in the battle. Bugatti, you ready for this? Oh,
yeah. No, I can't. I can't do it with him. It got to be a mutual friend, and not him. I can't, cause I don't want to do it to him, and then he come looking for me.
We can set it up.
So, now you know, there's something we've been working on. Should we get to this
for the
or
last
take
month,
a quick
man.
Break?
We can get to it and then take a quick break. My and then blast. Come back.
And
let's
also,
get to
we got Skittles of the weeks on the way.
Yep.
It's bittersweet. Mm-hmm.
And they got to spit bars before they leave.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Oh, yes. Severin, he's sick.
Yeah, he's sick. Yeah.
I appreciate it, fellas.
He needs some pep, though. So, for the last month, behind the scenes, you know, we've been working on something, Ron. You want to talk about it?
Since the last time I was here.
Yeah,
the same day.
Came on.
Now, we had a little business meeting, me and Slay, and we were putting together a cypher. And
what was wrong with the first cypher y'all had?
Excuse me?
What was wrong with the first cypher y'all had?
Everything.
It wasn't our cypher. But we wanted to make it a HUD City cypher. Official HUD City cypher. You know what I'm saying? And it was just disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Like, what went wrong?
I feel like 80% of the rappers in Hudson don't have no determination.
Okay. Mm.
And that's a strong stamp, but I don't care. It needs to be said.
And I'm going to co-sign that because we gave a shout-out to every Hudson rapper to get involved and to bring the bars. And 80% of them chickened out. 80%, no Basically. Excuses, no subliminals, like 80% of them chickened out.
And it's pretty much most of the people that didn't get a chance to do the last cipher that happened. You know, and it was just crazy. No determination. I feel like they lazy. And I feel like they don't want to go nowhere with this music. I just feel like if you're doing music, you got to go somewhere with it. You don't just keep it home. You know what I mean? It's not storage.
No, you're right. You're right.
So where do you guys feel like, you know, the state of hip-hop in Hudson is right now?
It's horrible.
You know what I mean?
To me.
Well, here's my question to go along with that. Who are the front runners, without naming yourself? Because, you know, when you say the state of hip-hop, you have to look up to somebody. Like, who's out there grinding the way that everybody else should be grinding?
There's a couple people.
Now, you don't have to name no names, but I'm saying, who are those front runners, like, that are leading the way, you know?
No, name the names.
Is it rhetorical? Is this rhetorical?
Yeah, well, Slay wants you to name the names.
People who are out there grinding, you know.
Yeah, if they grinding.
It ain't nothing wrong with getting a compliment.
You're right.
Grinding, Explicit, Lost Cause. Mm-hmm. I have to say it, Young Paris. And that's about it. Maybe Hud City. I can't hold them up. I can't hold them up. You got something to say?
Go ahead, Ag.
There's a few other rappers that I will put there. And I'm going to put his name out there because.
Oh, you better not say who I think you're going to say.
We're talking about. Music grind, you know, I feel like he has been grinding as far as not you know, not him, but I feel like, you know,
go ahead, let the man talk.
I feel like, you know, if we talk about grind music, a Canary Cheese has been grinding as far as trying to put his music out there. That I will give, you know what I'm saying? And there's other artists out there that'll peek their head through and then come back out, pick it up. Back out. And it's kind of like, look, man, if I know for me as an artist, if I'm at home recording music, there's a reason why I'm doing it. It's to come out. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, you will hear it. But I would not sit there and say, yo, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this.
And like that.
And like, you know what I mean?
That's
and,
a rhyme. Yo, listen, you just stole somebody bars.
I know.
Live on air, man.
Because we're talking about bars here.
Wait a minute, man.
You know what I'm saying? But it was kind of
isn't that
like
Snoop and them? Like this and like that?
You know what I'm
saying? Yo, Slay, me and you could be rappers, yo.
Let me add.
They just added. Yo, I'm sorry, Ag. I was only playing,
fine,
dog.
Fine. No,
don't
know.
Be getting all violent. 18. Handle that.
Oh, because I can't do that. I can't. Now, see, I got to switch up on you. I can't handle that part. Nah, but me and Aggie go way back, and I can't do that. You let your friend jump on me, you ain't back me up.
That's
you
why
know, and
together.
That ain't right, because the FOE, you switching it with the friend over everything. It's supposed to be family over everything, but you know, it's all right. I forgive you. I still love you. My first cousin.
First, two of them.
Because next week's show start at 4.
You know, so what about the new guys, the new kids on the block?
Yeah, I really like what Relly is doing, yo.
I was just about to say
that. I really like Relly Grind.
I'm gonna shout the young boy Relly Capone out because not only has he been trying to, you know what I'm saying, he's been in the studio crazy. I've been watching ever since I seen the stamp on the 500 plus comment that he's what was he called?
The rookie of the year.
I've been watching. He actually surprised me the other day. And shout out to Fuse too, because he's seen the comment as well. He made a statement that he said it's business before anything, but as a city, we need to come together and start supporting each other. And for him to be the young boy on the scene, for him to say that, major big ups to him for saying it.
Yeah, really a good dude, man. I've been watching him grind out, and he looks serious. And
he was one of the rare people that kept it official.
He did.
Cypher.
And I was going to say that.
Like,
he did.
He said, it's not me yet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I respect him for that.
That's respect, though. Yeah.
You know
I respect him for
day,
that.
You don't come to a business meeting and say you're going to do something and not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you're right.
Not going to tell me you're going to show up and not show up.
And that's what 80% right. of them did. So one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know,
hold on, wait,
the, What you got? Go ahead. Come on in.
I got one. It's another young boy too, Jay Bradley.
Yeah,
the boy Bars, I've been listening to him. I just had the pleasure of recording him in Remix. He's repping RMG and IBU, I believe. And Jay Bradley, probably aside from Relly, until I hear otherwise, mm-hmm. him and Relly, two of the young boys I respect.
Shout out IBU. So what I was saying was, like, what about, you know, all these diss records now?
Oh, Lord.
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead, V.
I'm going in.
Listen. Yeah, it is a beautiful day. Yo, listen, the one thing that I will say is that the original battle between Canary and Legend, I thought was excellent.
Classic,
yeah. And after that, it just seems like everybody was just trying to jump on a wave. And like I said to y'all, I asked y'all not to tag me in no more of that. Mm-hmm. If this was regular, like on the internet, I would be cussing for real because I don't want to hear no more of that. And the thing about it is that it's not that I don't want to hear their bars. It's the reasoning for it. Mm-hmm. If you want hype, you got to earn that hype. Mm-hmm. You can't get on somebody else's wave and just try to just surfboard your way through. So, I mean, please. None of you guys tag me in any of that. I want no part of it, and I didn't even listen to it. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody that's making a diss track about anything, what are you beefing about?
You should have listened to it, man, because you missed the hottest line of the year.
I did hear that one. Was
I'm
that
in the booth? Oh. Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't get the science behind that, Vern?
No. I didn't
he's
get that one.
The Rock should be mad.
So, like, he's talking like he's Superman because he's in the booth. It was a phone booth. And then the tooth fairy. Remember The Rock did that movie? It's a science. You didn't catch that. It's a science.
I'm so glad.
It's not really a science, yeah. That was the worst line I ever heard in my life. Yeah. don't What y'all got to say about that, though?
Yo, I love battle rap. Like, I really like listening to it. And, you know, like, the Legend and Cheese one. It was cool, you know, because it had a lot of tension. It had a lot of things to go with it. Mm-hmm. This one that happened, it was cute. It was like, I hear y'all, but what are you guys really talking about? Is there something going on? Am I missing something?
Yeah,
it kind of, you know, go ahead.
Came out of nowhere.
I had mixed feelings about the most recent battle. I was told,
Rainier, can I stop this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will not allow this crap to be played on our radio station. This segment is over. I don't want to talk about it no more. Let's keep going.
Yo, let's go.
I don't want to give them no more time than they deserve.
You got it.
You already gave them a bar. That's it. No more.
But just one more
That's
time.
It. Yeah.
Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth.
There it is.
Like, you gotta go out with a bang.
Can we get some bars, man? Because time is ticking, and you know, can we get some bars? Who up first? Listen, before you come to the microphone, please announce your name.
State your name, gangster.
Yeah, all right.
Yo, it's Grand Finale, One Half of Lost Cause. I said, they don't give the credit while I'm taking it. Pardon while I'm saying this, the game was never yours, so what system you been playing with? I'm saying, you satisfy swimming with sharks' food till a bystander get himself impaled by a harpoon. I'm sharp, too. You could talk, but I'm bark-proof. Oh, man, let me bring that back.
Come on.
I don't think y'all hear me, though. Let me bring that back. I said, they don't give the credit while I'm taking it. Pardon while I'm saying this, the game was never yours, so what system you been playing with? I'm saying, you satisfy swimming with sharks' food till a bystander get himself impaled by a harpoon. I'm sharp too. You can talk, but I'm bark-proof. Call me, but
let's go.
I'm at right now, man.
Keep going.
Grand finale, wow, thou shalt not awake a sleeper demon. You 300, well, I'm 303. You something to talk about, well, I'm something to see. Go and spend your dollars while you wildin' out in Benihana's while my troopers in light wind. They play with Dalai Lamas. I need the top like I'm hanging out with mountain climbers. Don't be confused because fat covering something solid. Still a trill is repping to me. Who says you need the army to be all you can be, huh?
Woo!
I'm not even warmed up yet.
Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth. Let's go. Who up?
Mic check. This is Aggie. You know, I figure this is a woman's show right now. I'm gonna say something.
I know
positive.
That's right.
Speak to him, Aggie.
I mean, I would like to say first off, you're beautiful, and I really mean it. Whatever that dude been telling your girl, don't believe it. You a bad girl, pretty face, and you educated. You're my kind of girl, and you most hated. I've been dealing with some thoughts all my life. I've been patient. Now it's nurses, teachers, doctors. See, now I'm the patient. What's your self-esteem like? Because I'm trying to get to know you. I'm here to share love. I ain't come here to control you. So I'm light.
Hold on.
Let me hear him.
Let me give him something light, Vern.
I hear you. That's always nice to have something for the ladies. You can't always talk about hardcore stuff. You got to make the ladies happy, too.
I got something for the ladies.
Hold on. Let me give him something for the ladies.
Yeah.
Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth.
Well, I got something for the ladies, too, because you turned on me. I got an apron. I got a laundry basket. Cook me some food, woman.
Let's go. We got you ready?
I hear you, cuz.
Ready? We got more bars. Listen, more bars on the way.
We
got
to talk about feet. We got to do it like this. Like,
let me see.
Dang, she got me open like a soup kitchen. Got a brother trying to do different. Want to sit down and talk, have a little listen. She's so close to perfect, I lose vision. Could I be crazy? I'm like, maybe. Got me in my feelings, wanting to have babies. And she's so fly, but don't bug my lady. I'm cool with this team as long as she don't trade me. And this can be a dream. Nah, I ain't sleepy, or could it be I got a Barbie like Nikki, and she got it all from the bottom to the tippy, nasty like Pinky, plus she kinky, and I'm so high, tell me what I feel, roller coaster butterflies, tell me is this real, walking on air, my don't bring your high heels, and watch this thing go down, round motion of a wheel. I ain't done.
Them bars right there.
All
right,
listen.
Let him finish.
Them bars, man.
I gotta redeem myself.
Yeah.
Wait.
I gotta redeem myself real quick.
I said, I'm patiently waiting on my acceptance. Kept everything given, but re-gifted my presence. So when I'm gone, feels like I'm standing in every session. My obsession won't allow me to become a failure. So I smoke everything. These beats paraphernalia. Pardon Mahalia. She been begging me to curve it. I'm drunk taking the wheel. She begging me to swerve it. Skirt! I'm leaving tire treads. If they don't believe in what you selling, they ain't buying it. Leave the man in the order, I'm supplying it. Lost Cause affiliated here, get your membership. You can hit the whips in the fancy. Trying to see on some checks like I'm showing off my penmanship. As of late, I'm seeing through all the friendly-ish. And you ain't even know I've been seeing the messengers. Little light, man.
Let's go. Let's
yo, listen,
go.
Yo, Slay. Wait, hold on. Them ain't bars. I got bars, listen, Slay. You want to hear my bars?
Let me hear your bars.
I got bars.
Don't do what you think, what I think you're gonna do.
I got balls.
I just docked this up a friend's killer. Shots are bright, I got a tan killer.
Yeah, I got a tan killer.
Try to catch up, it's a waste of time.
I
grind you hard, let you take mine. Never. AP Watch drop next month.
Month.
60 racks on your wrist to stunt.
Stunt.
Fall back before you fall out.
Yeah.
My team eating the rest of y'all drought. Say what you want about the king. Got money, got grips, got rips, and oh yeah, got two rings.
See, now that's gonna bring us right into the next segment. And as bad as it hurts me, as a Miami Heat fan,
do it, Slay.
As bad as it hurts me,
you gotta
as a
do
Miami
it, man.
Heat fan,
you gotta do it.
For all y'all wondering right now, that was the king. That was LeBron James rapping. I have no idea why. But
do
LeBron,
it.
I need you to do me a favor. As I throw you this alley-oop, I need you to skittle your ass to the car and rap
up,
and quit rapping
put the gun
forever.
Down and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious and some Skittles.
That was your man, dog.
Yeah, that hurt, V. I mean, first Shaq, then Iverson. LeBron, don't do this anymore, man. Get in the gym, work on that long wage three-pointer, and not those long-range lyrics. All right, let's cut this out.
Cause you're missing.
We got one more skittle though, V. All
right.
I gotta end the skittle on a bad note since I had to do my boy.
All right.
Because the skittle does not discriminate.
All
so
right.
Even though I'm a Heat fan, now I got hold up. Let me go in my pocket real
he
quick.
He going in his pocket. Don't worry, guys. We either let y'all, we'll let y'all rap us out, or I got a song by Lost Cause. I think it's called "Down by You" or "Down by Me." Mm-hmm. Down for me, yeah. We gonna go out one way or the other.
Now I'm gonna give y'all some stats. We're gonna keep this NBA.
Yeah, this is bad, y'all.
You know, Paul George, March 22nd, game against the Grizzlies.
Wow.
He shot 2 for 10. He had 8 points and 4 turnovers, and they lost to the Grizzlies 82-71. Now that's not the reason. that I have to skittle his ass to the car.
Yeah, I know, I know.
The reason is, on this date, some pictures were released.
Oh, my.
And Paul George was a victim of catfish.
Catfish.
He was catfished.
Catfished.
By a well-known catfisher.
Not a trout. Catfish. He was catfish.
And for all you don't know what a catfish is, it's a, you know, a fake person pretending to be someone else on the internet.
But this is Paul George. We're talking about an NBA.
NBA.
Star.
Superstar.
Superstar.
He was catfished by a well-known catfisher, a man that calls himself, he goes by the name of Paul. He does stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his go-to is a thick white woman where he sends out a photo and he gets photos back. Now, Paul George sent out nude photos to this fake catfish page and it ended up being released to the public. Now, with all the FaceTime and OVU, whatever it's called, Skype, everything, how do you earn millions of dollars a year and you getting catfished? What in the manti teo is going on here? Paul George, I need you to do me a favor and skittle your ass to the car.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious.
Yeah, that was
and some Skittles.
When I heard about that, man, I said, well, that's why Miami took first place, because your boy, that's not supposed to happen.
No.
I mean, if one of you rappers get catfished, we going to talk about it. So y'all better be careful who y'all sending y'all picture out
real.
To.
Real. Because I tell you one thing. I'm letting the tooth fairy keep the tooth. Like, straight up. Like, nobody going to catfish me. I'm in the booth, and the tooth fairy is keeping the tooth.
Listen, y'all want to get on here and say goodbye? It's an hour go by so fast when we in here. It's hot, too, in here. Yeah. I mean, everybody been asking for the heat, you know what I'm saying? So, Denisha, you still in the building? Grab that mic, say goodbye. Everybody get a shout out, so whatever. We usually go out with our theme song, but we're gonna go out with Down for Me by Lost Cause because they're in the building and I like the song too. Denisha,
huh?
You want to say goodbye?
Bye, guys.
That's it,
yeah. My grandma in Florida, she enjoying her time. She don't need a shout out right now.
18. I want to give a shout out to all the people who are listening. You know, we really appreciate it. We enjoy making you laugh. We're glad we can entertain you for a whole hour and you like it.
Yo, this Grand Finale. I want to give a shout out to Lost Cause. It's more than a movement. It's a brotherhood. Shout out Explicit. Shout out Barbershop Talks. Yo, Hudson, love y'all. Been a great 5 years. Loving every minute of it. Shout out to everybody that's making moves and is doing something positive with their life.
Yeah, this is Boogie Boy Blue. I want to say shout out to Lost Cause and our brothers Explicit. That's family right there. And shout out to our boy Adam who's watching right now. Good looking and thanks for the support.
He out the window?
Ooh, listening right now. All right. Whoever brought a Lost Cause shirt, thanks for the love. We appreciate it. The movement is moving.
What's that website?
LostCauseOfficial.com.
Yes, sir.
Holla at us.
Mm-hmm.
This is Aggie, Explicit. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody in this room. It was a good show. I'm glad this is my first time. Well, second time back. So thank you for having me again. You know, shout out to everybody else out there, man.
This is Bugatti. Shout out to Barbershop Talks. Shout out to my fiance too.
Yeah, oh man, that's right. That's right. Oh yo. Yo, you know, yo, but that one don't count, Slay.
Yeah.
What you mean?
You know why? Cause yo, you.
Cause that day at my house.
Yeah, the day at your, like we just chilling.
I dropped the bomb. We was playing 2K. Yeah.
But you just dropped the bomb on us, my boy.
Let me tell a quick 30-second story.
Yeah, tell the story, Slay, cause I was there.
We in the middle of an intense 2K game, and this guy like, yeah, so you know, anyway. Like my wedding coming up. Meanwhile, we all looking around like, wait, what? You engaged? This like, dude chooses that time to drop the bomb on us.
Yeah, it's been about a year. I'm engaged.
He's been engaged for a year.
Oh, that's right. Rainier got engaged too. Yeah, give it up for Rainier too. Yeah. That's right.
Shout out.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Death Chamber.
Nah, it ain't the Death Chamber when you got a good woman.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, look at that, cuz. He turned on 18. You want to get a piece of him, 18. Don't let him talk to you like that.
Oh, he not going to talk to me like that. You better chill, too.
You better chill.
Don't do that to me,
18. Hear it up, because 18 will are keeping the tooth on this one. Shout out, y'all. Barbershop Talks.
Yeah, we gonna get out of here. Slay, before you, don't take your headphones off. Yeah, Slay. We still, TNT basketball. we ain't done with y'all yet, man. Tommy, Nate, Trav, Tony, it ain't done yet, man. We're going to show y'all love, but I think Barbershop Talks could still win this bet. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if y'all don't, but
thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, listen, this is a is it a new single from y'all? This new
most recent release
by Lost Cause. Yeah,
this
all right,
was
we see y'all next time.
Soul episode.
Yes, sir. This song is good too, man. Y'all listen to it. Holla at your boy.
Sorry, girl, I haven't been treating you right tonight, okay? Because I felt I had to front for these little clowns. But you know what? I don't care no more. Let's get up out of here. This ain't our place. Let's go. Out. Let's go. I swear I can't leave alone. Yeah. It's independent, yeah, she got her own. I would choose you if you had a clone, cause our connection is real. We don't need a phone. You all that and then some. Before I came, you even had your own income. Sex is good, spread your legs and the incomes. A whole lot of loving, girl, just cause you deserve it, girl. Had to learn to ask me if she good enough. Ironically, she holds me down while she holds me up. Had my fish in relief, but this is more than lust. More than lust. You got my heart, so I need your love. So hold me down. What's to be said about her? Nothing. I let her presence speak. Yeah. She's my seventh day. Huh? She completes my week. She lock and key it. I ain't choosing name. Even homies. Plus she kill a Merrill t-shirt matching sweats. Tenderoni. Plus she but still flying as an angel. Right. They been reaching for your star. The thirst is realer than I thought. Yeah. Never mind them facts. I ain't thinking about no ratchets. Treat you just like my studio. I'm trying to make a classic. Yeah, she's super bad. Ass is off the hook. I'm trying to read into her. That's my favorite book. She in good shape. She always around. Though we living at the top, it's always going down.